Mika, as we've been reporting, the clock is ticking down to what's looking increasingly likely to be a government shutdown in the United States.
Well, Sharon, the US Senate is set to vote on a stopgap, a bill drafted by Republicans to continue funding the government at last year's level through mid-November. But it has failed once already and is unlikely to pass this time. If no compromise is found by midnight, many federal services will be suspended. Republicans control both the House and the Senate, but their slim majority means they still need the support of a few Democrats. The ongoing stalemate has put some $1.7 trillion that fund government agencies hanging in the balance. But congressional Democrats are refusing to give the votes Republicans need unless they agree to modify the bill and add about $1 trillion in healthcare spending. They want to extend subsidies under the Obama-era Affordable Care Act that are set to expire at the end of the year and roll back cuts to Medicaid. As senators prepared to vote, House Democrats gathered on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to defend healthcare programs for millions of Americans. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries sharply criticized what he said was a partisan bill.
We're ready, we're willing and able to find a bipartisan path forward. But here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to support a partisan Republican spending bill that continues to gut the health care of the American people. Not now, not ever.
So what will actually happen then, Yuka, in the case of a government shutdown?
So if Congress fails to adopt a budget in time, then Washington runs out of money, as U.S. law bans federal agencies from spending taxpayer money that they don't have to fund their services. Non-essential services are the first to be suspended, like museums, monuments and national parks. The National Institutes of Health will not admit new patients unless in an emergency, and the Department of Education will have to put employees on leave. The official statistics agency will also shut down, meaning some key economic data expected to come out in early October will probably be delayed. Essential workers, though, will continue working, but many without pay during the shutdown. Those include active military personnel, FBI agents and law enforcement officials, as well as border control agents and air traffic controllers, though other civil aviation staff will be suspended, resulting in likely flight disruptions. Social Security and Medicare benefits will continue to be paid out, and the Postal Service, which is self-funded, will also keep operating, Sharon.
So in the event of a shutdown, then Yuka, hundreds of government workers are set to be affected.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of non-essential workers will be furloughed, while essential workers, as I said, will have to wait for their salaries, even if they continue working. Usually, furloughed workers come back when a shutdown ends, with their salaries paid back. But this time, the White House has been calling on government agencies to fire people en masse rather than furlough them, targeting employees who work for programs that are not legally required to continue. Earlier today, President Donald Trump said a shutdown was likely and threatened to make irreversible changes during such a scenario, while claiming that the Democrats were seeking to extend healthcare benefits to illegal immigrants.
You can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible, that are bad for them and irreversible by them, like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like. They're taking a risk by having a shutdown because of the shutdown, we can do things medically and other ways, including benefits. We can cut large numbers of people out. We don't want to do that, but we don't want fraud, waste and abuse.
Staying in the U.S., Yuka, YouTube has agreed to pay nearly $25 million to settle a lawsuit filed by Donald Trump.
Well, that lawsuit, Sharon, was over the freezing of Mr. Trump's YouTube account back in 2021 following the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill. It's the latest in a string of tech and media organizations that have opted to settle lawsuits with the president out of court, ones that before his re-election had seemed to be going nowhere. Luke Schrager explains.
YouTube has become the latest internet giant to fall in line, agreeing to settle a lawsuit with Donald Trump for $24.5 million for a previous freeze on his account, as the US president crowed about his massive victory on his Truth social media platform, erroneously qualifying it as a fight for free speech. YouTube didn't ban Trump's account, but prevented him from adding new videos, following the January 6, 2021 rioting at the U.S. Capitol that was widely called an insurrection. The platform said it had removed videos violating its policies on content that could incite violence before restoring full access in March 2023. However, Trump hasn't been shy about taking legal action against organizations he perceives to have wronged him. Many of those cases had bogged down with few experts seeing any way forward. U.S. Supreme Court doctrine holds that private companies are not required to give anyone access to their services. But Trump's return to the White House saw those cases build steam again. Facebook's parent company Meta agreed in January to pay out $25 million over a previous suspension of Trump's account, with the company, formerly known as Twitter, agreeing to a $10 million settlement too.